Making space for curiosity when reading is a struggle. How to keep your child learning and asking questions even when decoding feels like a mountain. Written by Kevin Murphy. Before we start, this article was drafted with AI assistance. It was reviewed by Kevin Murphy before publication. It's general information, not a diagnosis or medical advice. If your child is struggling to read, it is natural to feel anxious. Many parents worry that if their child cannot decode words easily, they will fall behind in everything else. You might feel tempted to turn every spare moment into a reading drill. But there is a vital difference between learning to decode and learning about the world. You can feed your child's intelligence, build their vocabulary, and spark their curiosity even while their reading skills are catching up. The curiosity trap: why struggling readers stop asking why. When reading is hard work, children spend all their mental energy trying to sound out letters. This is called decoding. It is exhausting. When a child has to work this hard just to read a single sentence, they have no room left to think about what the story actually means. The joy of discovery gets lost in the struggle. Over time, some children start to avoid books entirely. They may even start to avoid asking questions. They might believe that because they find reading hard, they are not smart. This is a myth. In our article on the myth of loving to read, before you can decode, we explain why demanding that a struggling reader just find a book they love can actually backfire and increase their anxiety, separating intelligence from decoding, keeping the spark alive. Your child's ability to understand complex ideas is completely separate from their ability to read print. Think of decoding as a gate. Right now, the gate is heavy and hard to open. But the garden behind the gate, your child's intellect, curiosity, and imagination, is already fully grown. If we only let children learn things at their current reading level, we starve their minds. A 10-year-old who reads at a 7-year-old level still has the curiosity and intellect of a 10-year-old. They need big ideas, even if they need those ideas delivered in a different way. To keep their spark alive, we must separate the physical act of reading from the joy of learning. We must feed their minds through other senses. Practical ways to build background knowledge without books. You do not need a printed page to teach your child about the world. In fact, building their background knowledge through other methods actually makes them better readers in the long run. When a child already knows about a topic, it is much easier for them to decode words related to that topic later on. Here are three powerful ways to build that knowledge: audiobooks and read alouds. Listen to high-quality audiobooks together in the car or while making dinner. This exposes your child to rich language, complex plots, and advanced vocabulary that they cannot yet read on their own. Podcasts and documentaries. There are wonderful, free educational podcasts designed specifically for kids. Whether they are interested in space, history, or deep sea creatures, these audio formats bypass the struggle of print. Hands-on projects, real-world experiences build deep understanding. Cooking, building with blocks, gardening, or taking apart an old keyboard teaches problem-solving and vocabulary naturally. In a post for Reading Rockets, writer and parent Mary Margaret Mercado shared how curiosity in her own home sparked a summer project about robots. Her children wanted to know if a robot with a camera could follow the family cat around. This single question led to programming, testing, and endless learning, all driven by curiosity, not by a textbook. How to use child-led questions to fuel vocabulary and confidence. When your child asks a question, treat it like gold. You do not need to know the answer yourself. Instead of giving an immediate answer or handing them a book to look it up, go on a joint quest. Say, "I don't know, let's find out together." Use search engines, watch a quick video, or ask a smart speaker. Talk about what you find. Use grown-up words during these chats. If you are learning about volcanoes, use words like magma, eruption, and dormant. Your child can easily understand and remember these spoken words. When they encounter these words in print years from now, they will already know what they mean. This makes reading much less intimidating. If you find that school stress is starting to impact your home life, you might find our guide on supporting your child with Key Stage 2 reading without the panic helpful for keeping things calm. Your action plan, low-pressure activities to try this weekend. Here is how you can put this into practice this weekend. Choose just one of these ideas to try. Keep it light, fun, and completely free of reading pressure. The I Wonder Walk. Go for a walk in a local park or even down your street. Your only goal is to find three things you wonder about. Why are the leaves turning yellow? How does that drain work? Take photos of the questions and look up the answers together when you get home. The audio dinner. Put on a kid-friendly science podcast while you eat or wash up. Let the conversation flow naturally from what you hear. The interview. Have your child choose a topic they love, like video games or dinosaurs. Act as a reporter and interview them about it. Record the interview on your phone. This shows them that their knowledge is valuable and worth sharing. While you are keeping their curiosity alive at home, structured practice can help with the mechanics of reading. Our app, Lexi, is designed to help children practice phonics and reading fluency in a low-stress, multisensory way. It is not a replacement for a specialist teacher, but it offers a gentle, supportive way to build decoding skills at their own pace. The sources for this article are listed at the end of the page.